You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Joe Shapira, original founder of JDate and founder of JFix, a smartphone app that promises to help the Jewish community meet their perfect partners in love, companionship, and Hebrew, which debuted in the U.S. market this past September of 2015. Joe, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and I'm pleased to be with you.
We're certainly looking forward to hearing more about what you've created here. So, to kick things off, what about the world of online dating and dating in general as it first piqued your interest, and obviously it got you involved and had you start your own business? Get into that, if you would.
I started in this business in 1996, at the very beginning of the internet, and it was pretty revolutionary then. But over the years, it became sort of a second nature for the singles population, and I think I just read somewhere that 25% of couples that get married in the U.S. met online. So this is pretty impressive.
Now, as the founder of JDate, you saw and experienced the development of the service through and through. Were there any takeaways from JDate that you learned from and reverted back to when creating JFix? And if so, were there any things that really worked with JDate that helped establish JFix and the smartphone app?
Well, first of all, I think that the Jewish community has a very strong affinity, and their first preference is, when it comes to serious relationships, to stick with the Jews. It goes back generations, and I can just imagine a Jewish mother wanting, you know, her child to marry a Jew. So that's the first thing about that's the first thing that I learned in JDate. It was a need. There was a specific need in the community. And the other thing, you know, one of the nice things that I accumulated a great experience in JDate, because at the very beginning of the company, I did all the customer service. And even when the company grew and we had 400 employees, I still spent one day a week in customer service. So I always kept in touch with the customers, and I understood their needs and wants. And that helped me a lot when 2 years ago I started with a few partners. I started the JFix. So I think that we come from the user's perspective, and obviously, you know, technology has advanced a lot, and there are many more things that I can do today that we couldn't do 20 and even 10 years ago. And putting all that together, you know, what the customers want and need, and the technology that's available today enabled us to create a great app.
Now, was there any hesitation of creating a new Jewish dating app when there are several other options out there? And what about JFix as it sets itself apart from other Jewish and non-Jewish dating apps?
Well, you know, there is JDate, and then there's a bunch of small apps that are sort of Tinder-like that I personally don't think do the job. And then there is JFix. Now, the reason I created JFix is, you know, when I started JDate 20 years ago, my main concern was to enable Jews to find other Jews for serious relationships and for starting families. And it grew to be a major force in the community. As it worked out, I resigned from the company and liquidated my shares about 10 years ago. And since then, you know, pretty evenly, JDate has been declining, and it, in my opinion, stopped serving this purpose as the younger generation of Jewish singles went to use other apps that are not specifically Jewish. So the main reason to creating JFix was the same reason that for which I created JDate, which was to serve the Jewish community in its quest to find a Jewish partner.
Today we are joined by Joe Shapira, original founder of JDate and founder of JFix, a smartphone app that promises to help the Jewish community meet their perfect partners in love, companionship, and Hebrew, which debuted in the U.S. market this past September here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our mobile app channel, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Mr. Shapira, as online apps become more and more popular, what advice do you have for someone hoping to break into the world of online apps? What is the one thing someone should know in order to make their app stand out amongst the rest? That's always the key, especially if they are in competition with other similar apps.
Well, first of all, competition is a good thing because trying to penetrate the market with a brand new concept is always difficult. I experienced it 20 years ago. It was extremely difficult. And therefore, I think when there is competition, there is also the mere fact that there is competition means that there is a need. And there is also, it also means that the public is ready for it. There is reception for it. Now, the best advice I can give to users is entrepreneurs is think about the user. Always think from the point of view of the user, because the user is gonna make the difference between success and failure, and make sure the user finds your app very, very easy and intuitive to use, and serve a specific need.
And thanks for sharing that advice with us as well. I think you said it hit it right on the head. Competition is a good thing, and it certainly is. Lastly, seeing as you have made a name for yourself as an online dating guru with two successful dating platforms as well as an acclaimed entrepreneur, what advice would you give to one who is developing their own brand? And have you found there is a formula or pattern to becoming a successful entrepreneur leading to be this? Obviously led you to being recognized as the godfather of Jewish dating.
Well, you know, I'm very familiar with the community. At the time when I started JDate, I lived in LA, and I was involved in the Jewish community. I think that one of the reasons that JDate became so successful was that we encouraged our customers to be involved in the community and to make contributions to Jewish and non-Jewish causes. We encouraged participations like in the Big Brother and Big Sister program and things of that nature. And I think that when you come to serve a community, you know, I'm not that entrepreneur that is gonna create an app for 600 million users. I find a specific need in a certain community and I go and address that need. I think that a very, very good understanding of the community that you want to serve is the number one must if you're gonna start an app to any kind of app. And the other thing is be very, very consistent in user interface. Smartphones are kind of tricky. It's not like a computer. You have a small screen, and it's sort of limited real estate, and use it wisely.
Mr. Shapira, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. I think you're really involved in a very interesting and unique niche. Certainly wish you continued success. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about JFix, the smartphone app, and or how they can download the app.
That's JFix with two I's. JFIIX, and it's available for iPhone and Android, of course.
Once again, Mr. Shapira, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly look forward to a future conversation.
And thank you for the opportunity. Good luck.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Joe Shapira, original founder of JDate and founder of JFix, a smartphone app that promises to help the Jewish community meet their perfect partners in love companionship in Hebrew, which debuted in the U.S. market this past September. And for more information or to download the app, visit jfix.com or simply type in JFix, J-F-I-I-X, on Android or the iTunes Store. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
The rhino naturally possesses vision, naturally possesses power, communication, endurance came to my mind, conviction, a tremendous support system, huge heart, obviously. You're talking about, several tons. And they have great balance. These are organic qualities needed, I think, to be a leader in today's complex economy. So it really became a reality for me. And the lessons that I learned from the rhino really took me in many directions and surprised me in many ways. And I think that really explains, why the rhino, for me, became my unlikely guru and my personal guide towards leadership mastery and the main focus and the purpose for me to write the book in the first place.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.